Chapter 11. The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. It happened, as they traveled from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks, and burn them thoroughly." They had brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city, and a tower whose top reaches to the sky, and let us make ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that humankind was building. The Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. So now nothing which they plan to do will be too difficult for them. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." Then the Lord scattered them abroad from there on the surface of all the earth, so they ceased building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and became the father of Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. Shem lived 500 years after he became the father of Arpachshad, and fathered sons and daughters. And Arpachshad lived 135 years and became the father of Kenan. And Arpachshad lived 430 years after he became the father of Kenan, and fathered sons and daughters. And Kenan lived 130 years and became the father of Shelah. And Kenan lived 330 years after he had become the father of Shelah, and fathered sons and daughters. Shelah lived 130 years, and became the father of Eber, and Shelah lived 403 years after he became the father of Eber, and fathered sons and daughters. Eber lived 134 years, and became the father of Peleg. Eber lived 370 years after he became the father of Peleg, and fathered sons and daughters. Peleg lived 130 years, and became the father of Reu. Peleg lived 209 years after he became the father of Reu, and fathered sons and daughters. Reu lived 132 years, and became the father of Serug. Reu lived 207 years after he became the father of Serug, and fathered sons and daughters. Serug lived 130 years, and became the father of Nahor. Serug lived 200 years after he became the father of Nahor, and fathered sons and daughters. Nahor lived 79 years, and became the father of Terah. Nahor lived 129 years after he became the father of Terah, and fathered sons and daughters. Terah lived 70 years, and became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran became the father of Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his birth, in Ur Kasdim. And Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, who was also the father of Iscah. And Sarai was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Abram his son, Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and with them he set out from Ur Kasdim to go into the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran.